The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Radio Friends on Tuesday, December the 18th, just a couple of days before the first day of winter and something else that is supposed to happen. Let's have introduce you to Val Gurman. Welcome to Radio Friends, Val, Central Missouri Astronomical Association. And what is supposed to happen according to the Mayans?
Well, the Mayan fourth world ends in 3 days on December 21st, right at the solstice, which sort of kicked off all of this apocalypse thing about 30 years ago when it was first realized that, hey, this Mayan fourth world ends on the solstice. It's got to be significant.
The Mayans put together a calendar. How many years ago?
Well, it is thought by some scholars that calendar goes back 12 to 14,000 years to the Olmec civilization that is immensely old.
So 12 to 14,000 years ago, they predicted what they're saying will happen on December 21st, 2012?
Well, for reasons that aren't understood, they had this really an infinite calendar that was based on a base unit of 260 days, and it's kind of like the Julian calendar that our scientists use that goes into the indefinite past and into the indefinite future. But over the centuries, these periods of 5,125 years became imbued with power, you know. Mm-hmm. And so when each of these cycles ended, people thought that was going to be it.
Yeah.
And it never was.
What's amazing is they did all of this calculation without computers.
Right. Yeah, the Olmec civilization and like the Sumerians in the Near East had enormous information about the movements of the planets and the moon way, way back.
Yeah. Well, we've got some pictures that we want to share with you, and you're listening to us on the radio, but if you want to see these, go to kbia.org, click on Talk Shows and on Radio Friends, and watch this segment or download it as a vodcast. It's free to do. Let's go to our first picture. What is this?
Okay, this is a friend of mine in Jefferson City, a member of our astronomy group, took this picture about 5 weeks ago, and he's doing some great work down there. This is a star cluster at the lower left. It's in our Milky Way galaxy about 2,000 light years away.
And what are we seeing on the right-hand corner? It looks like a frisbee.
That's an external galaxy 10 million light years away.
So we're looking at an external galaxy that is 10 million light years from Columbia,
right.
Missouri.
Right. Photographed from Cole County.
Okay. go to KBIA.org, click on Talk Shows and Radio Friends, and watch this segment. These pictures are just phenomenal. The next one that we have.
Okay, now this is the way the sky is going to look tonight, and really for the next 2 or 3 weeks.
Okay, paint a picture with words.
All right, we're looking east about 2 hours after sunset, so around 7 o'clock. You'll see the brightest thing up there is the planet Jupiter, and right above it is the Pleiades Seven Sisters star cluster, which immediately will catch your eye. If you have a pair of binoculars, take a look at the Seven Sisters, and very, very cool.
And this is a closer picture of the Seven Sisters, and that's seven stars.
Well, there's seven stars visible to the eye if you have very sharp vision. With binoculars, you'll have a view like this. You'll see about 40 stars, part of the cluster, and lots of others, too.
Oh, that's beautiful.
It looks like a jewel box.
It does. It does. It almost looks like a cross jewel box.
It is, and some people say it's a tiny dipper, which it can. You can make a dipper out of it, too.
Okay.
A micro dipper.
The next picture is what?
All right. 3 days from now, the solstice, the first day of winter. And this image shows that's the day that the Earth's axis is tilted the farthest from the sun. And it just so happens that the Mayan fourth world ends on this day. And
okay.
That's kind of
so stupid. What time is this supposed to happen?
2:30 in the afternoon.
So they calculated this thousands of years ago that the fourth world was going to end at 2:30 in the afternoon on December the 21st.
Well, now that's in our You know, you have to sync the two calendars together. And there's been some dispute about exactly what day it is. But the best information is it is the day of the solstice.
Okay.
Which is kind of cool.
All right. The next picture that we have is...
This picture I took this summer of the Milky Way galaxy. And also what's happening this year is it just so happens that the sun comes to the solstice right in the middle of that big gap there, that big dark
area. Okay. If you look on... If you're driving right now, you're listening on the radio, what we have is the Milky Way. And in the middle of the Milky Way, there is a big dark spot.
Called the Great Rift.
The Great Rift. Kind of like the big dip in the Pacific Ocean between...
The Mariana Trench.
The Mariana Trench. Thank you. That's right. What I was thinking for. But this is a big rift in the sky.
Right. And the Mayans believed that whenever the sun was in the Great Rift, bad things happened. By coincidence... On the 21st, 3 days from now,
the sun's going to be in that great rift.
The sun will be there.
Okay, at 2:30 in the afternoon.
It'll be centered up at 2:30 in the afternoon.
All right, the next picture that we have.
Okay, here's just a map showing where the Mayan civilization was in Central America, what is now Guatemala. I had a friend there about a month ago, said, yes, it's still there, it looks great, and people are there all the time touring it.
Yeah, so and then you have a picture of the temple, I think.
Yeah, the next image. Well, this is part of that temple that has their writing on it. And, you know, for a long time it could not be deciphered, but starting about, 40 years ago, they really got a handle on it. And it turned out they had very precise calendrical systems. And before long it was realized that they had what amounts to their own Julian calendar.
That's amazing. And here's the temple observatory.
Tikal, which is an observatory temple, and... They knew where Venus was at all times. They knew where the moon was going to be. They could predict eclipses, the whole boat.
Yeah. This is really, really very, very interesting. Okay. And here's a breakdown. The Mayan fourth world began,
In 3114 BC was the last time one of their world cycles ended. And at that time, the Mayans shut down their entire civilization. They put out all their fires. They all went inside, took the animals inside, hunkered down, waiting for the end. Didn't come.
So what'd they do?
They had a great big party and went right back to work.
Okay.
The next day.
All right. Val, if people want to come to the observatory, can they...
We'll be there. They can. It's on top of the physics building. We'll be there at 2:30, having a refreshment, a cup of coffee.
Okay. So is that Friday?
I believe that's a Friday. Yes.
Yeah, okay. So it'll be December the 21st, 2:30. If you want to go to the observatory and take a look through the big telescope, you can at that time.
We'll be looking at the sun if it's clear.
Okay. All right, Val. For more information, is there a phone number to call?
573-445-0049.
Thank you so much. Good having you here. And we'll see you after the first of the year. I have a feeling we'll be around.
I think so, too.
Okay. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Eric Stazak. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Go to KBIA.org, click on Talk Shows and Radio Friends, and take a look at these pictures. They're really very, very nice. See ya. Bye-bye.